An enthusiastic crowd that included many educators and fellow Department of Instruction employees gathered last night in downtown Madison to celebrate the promotion of Tony Evers. He's been deputy superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction for 8 years. Wisconsin voters have moved him to the head of the class to fill vacating Elizabeth Burmaster's superintendent position. Eva says that when all the votes were tallied, he believes it was experience that mattered the most.
That's an expectation of the position, and I believe they resonated with it. They understand how important public education is, and to have a person in charge of the system that will hit the ground running in July, I think was a major issue.
Evers has been in education for 34 years. His competitor, Rose Fernandez, is a former nursing administrator and parent advocate who campaigned saying she'd bring a fresh perspective and necessary change. Evers had the definite fundraising advantage and the backing of the state teachers union. And last night in her concession speech, Fernandez pointed that out, saying it was the lack of TV ads that cost her the race.
We could not fully counter the nearly $750,000 we expent on his behalf, but we sure gave him a run for their money.
It's money. Evers says it will be one of his top priorities in his new post. When he takes over in July, he says he'll be making sure that federal stimulus dollars for education are spent wisely. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.